2. The sky turned black, and all the stars came out. When the stranger sat down across the table from him, Ned Dubois took no notice other than to make a quick appraisal of the man's build and reach. Finding neither of immediate concern, he finished lifting his mug of dark beer and let the bittersweet liquid trickle down his throat. Nancy's was a dive on the Galveston waterfront, ripe with the smells of cheap booze and human sweat, smoky with tobacco, noisy with roughnecks and merchant sailors and stevedores, thick-necked and stubble-chinned, swapping yarns and brags and warnings. They were a surly lot, dirty and spent from work that would kill most others, speaking a polyglot mixture of English and Spanish and Creole and Vietnamese and Tagalog and God alone knew what else. Galveston, in high summer. Not that Nancy's was a bad place. It was no worse than a score of others along the waterfront. If you wanted a drink, and most did, you could get one there. If you wanted a woman, and most did, they were available in a wide price range. And if you wanted a fight, well, that too could be easily arranged. For 3 months, Ned Dubois had tried to blend in with them, despite his soft hands and small feet, and his oddly compact way of moving. He was short and wiry, but he knew certain things about close-in fighting that were both surprising and useful. These he had taught to those who came to him for the learning, though the price was high and few came back for a second lesson. The others might sense that he was an alien particle in their midst, but they allowed him a grudging respect and a certain amount of space. Joe Nancy, do you want to make something of it? Hired him as a bouncer now and then when Ned was sober and inclined.